Well, we're gonna get our old buddy Tut Taylor to come up here, and they'll set him up a microphone. We've been over here making a record, a CD. I still call them records. They're CDs, or I guess it won't be too long before they'll be calling them something else. They keep getting them, changing the name of them. They keep making them smaller and smaller. That's all I know. I remember records, and I made a lot of records. All I ever want to do was get in this business to be on the radio and make records. But the times, they do change, and now we have CDs and DVDs and all of this stuff that I don't understand exactly, but we wouldn't want to stand in the way of progress, would we, Ted? But we've been over here with the Kruger brothers. They've been helping us out. They got a studio over there, and Jens Kruger and Philip over there, they've been recording to it. Me and Nancy and themselves, along with us a little bit here and there, and making a CD. We don't know what we'll do with it. We'll put it on bucket lid or something like that and sail it across the field if nobody else wants it. But. But I've been knowing Tut Taylor since 1970, I guess it was, when he down there in Georgia. He came up to Nashville and around that time, and we kind of got to picking there a little bit on the side, and we ended up playing with old John Hartford there on the airplane band, aerial plane, as they call it. Tut's got a lot of original tunes. He likes to sit around and write these little tunes, and I think that's a good thing.
I'd like to tell all these folks that I'm on record down at the courthouse. You know, this Carolina in the fall is a great place, but there's no place like this place, anywhere near this place, so this has got to be the place.
There you go. That sounds like one of them profundities. I see you got your old GoBro Hound Dog guitar there today.
Yeah. I'm gonna do another one.
Yes, sir.
This kind of stuff all the time. Now we about forgot how to do it.
What you gonna play?
Let's do Stephen Steele.
Stephen Steele. Yeah.
This is a nice old laid-back tune.
Ever,
about 100 years old.
You tell them what that's, how that title come about.
Oh, yeah.
There. Yeah.
Sometimes when you play the dobro, you play it with a bar, and sometimes the bar is called the Steele. And there's a company that made one years ago called Stephen Steele. So I named this tune after the bar.